Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. God bless you. I pray that you enjoyed your weekend. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I just thank you for life. I thank you for grace. I just thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our lives. And I thank you, Lord, that we know you, Lord, that we've been introduced to you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that has prayed and is praying for us. People that you have placed us on their hearts, and we thank you, Lord, for prayers. And we know that no word that you speak, Lord, will return unto you void. And Lord, we ask today that you speak your word over our lives. You speak something on our behalves, and we know it shall come to pass. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. We're going to reread verse 30. It said, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." Verse 31, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Now, if we have already been predestinated, we have also been called, justified, and glorified, who can be against us? Who can be against us? What shall stand against the predestinated of God? We have to understand what place we are in God. He already knows us. He's already performed the work. It's a done deal to God. We are already saved with God. And regardless of what your mind keeps telling you, or these random thoughts, or the influence of the enemy trying to get us to doubt, try to get us to have a spirit of disbelief, try to get us to go a different way, we have already been predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. We have already been called. We are glorified in God's mind. And we have to hold on to that truth. It's a done deal. So who can be against us? Let's continue reading verse 32. "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" He did not spare his own son, but sacrificed Jesus for us. How shall he not with Jesus also freely give us all things? It's a question. How shall he not freely give us all things? All things that pertain to life and godliness, they're ours. They belong to us. They already belong to us. We have the goods. We have the Spirit of God. Those that believe in God and have the Spirit of God, we have everything that we need. He is freely given us all things. We are free in him, and we freely have access to him, which means that everything belongs to God, belongs to us. The kingdom is ours. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's already ours. We must develop a kingdom mentality. We are already in the kingdom. We are citizens of the kingdom. We talked about this months ago. We are citizens of the kingdom. We are already in the kingdom. Therefore, we don't do the things of this world. We don't do the things of the kingdom of darkness. There's other kingdoms, but we're talking about the kingdom of God, because that is the only kingdom that will stand. The kingdom of darkness will crumble. It has a day of destruction that it will totally be destroyed. And so therefore, we have to know that is the truth. And so we do not walk according to the world or the pace of the world, but we walk according to God and the kingdom of God. Inside of the kingdom, we are citizens of the kingdom. We are kingdom of priests. We are a royal priesthood, a special people, a generation of kings and priests. That's our identity. Our identity is that we are daughters and sons of the kingdom. And so how will God not freely give us all things pertaining to him, all things that matter, that will not corrupt, that will not fade, that will not go away? He has a love that will not fade. He has a destiny for us that is already set. Nothing can stand in the way of it. Nothing. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. And so we have to hold on to that truth. Regardless of what is going on in your life, you know what? You look to God. You look to God. Doesn't mean that everything will go good in our life. We already read in John chapter 16, we will have tribulation. That's already done. It's already foretold. In this life, we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus has overcome the world, and he has given us everything we need. When he left the Spirit, the Comforter, with us, and we have the power and authority in the Holy Ghost to do what God is calling us to do, to call those things to be not as though they were. And if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be removed. So whatever situation is going on in your life that is contrary to the word of God, contrary, goes against the word of God, casting down imaginations, arguments, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Our knowledge of God is the word of God, and everything that comes against the knowledge of God comes against the truth. We have the power to cast it down. That's the freely given all things that pertain to life and godliness, to pertain to the blood of Christ, pertain to his resurrection, pertain to our salvation, pertain to having life and life more abundantly, is it already belongs to us. It's ours. It's ours. And you have to believe it. You have to believe it second to second, because there will be things coming up in your mind that goes against the knowledge of God. And anything that goes against the knowledge of God will not stand. And you have to stand on the winning side, and the winning side is Christ. That's the winning side. Verse 33 of Romans chapter 8. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? I could scream right now. It is God that justifieth, that declares righteous. Oh, my Lord, who shall lay anything? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Who shall lay anything against God's elect? Who shall lay a charge against God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is God that declares righteous. Who has the right is what it's saying. There is no one, no thing, no principality, no power, no ruler in dark places, no spiritual wickedness, anywhere, anything that can lay a charge against God's elect. No, nothing. No one, no thing can do it. It is God that justifies, that declares righteous. That word, that scripture, verse 33 of Romans chapter 8, can change your life. It can change your life. Those that believe in God, from Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30, that we've already been predestinated and called to conform to the image of his son. We've been already justified. We are already glorified. Who can lay anything to our charge? Who can declare us guilty when it is God that justifieth? Oh, Lord, join me tomorrow on the word in me. God bless you. Know in your heart that you have been justified by God, that if you got the Spirit of the living God, and the enemy will even try to come and tell you, you don't have the Spirit. Do you believe in the Lord? Do you believe that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead? Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe that that is the only way that's going to get you to heaven? Do you believe in his word? Do you believe in his Spirit? You've been justified. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me.